Hello, this is Dindria from the Community Archive Center of Tacoma, and we are here gathering oral histories from folks in the Salishan Story Fest. We are going to take about 10 minutes for this oral history, and we have two prompts for you. I am here with
Anthony Tillis.
Anthony, it's good to see you.
Good to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Let's begin with prompt number one. What does this neighborhood mean to you?
This is a I've been living in Washington for 7 years and in the Salishan community and Eastside Tacoma for 2 years. I love it. I love everything about it. I'm from South Central LA. My dad has lived in South Central LA for my entire life, 30 plus years. And this neighborhood reminds me a lot of it, of that place. There's so much cultural diversity, racial diversity, ethnic, a lot of different people. I've met so many different people just walking down this Portland Avenue. It's a really tight-knit community where people who are in the area live and work here, and it's just a beautiful place to be.
Thank you. And then the next prompt is, please share a story about your life in this neighborhood.
Okay. So I moved here 2 years ago into the area. I bought my house over on near 72nd Street. I was so excited. I still am. The excitement moves every now and then. But I finally bought my first house ever, and I've been so ecstatic. One story that I have that is crazy that I hope talks about the beauty of this neighborhood and the resiliency of the area. I was driving down the street, going from the Highway 5 freeway up Portland, down Portland to where my house is. It was in the evening time, it was late, and I was driving with my partner. She was sitting in the passenger seat. We were driving, and I noticed there was the New Hope Church that was right here past 56th Street. I had driven past that every day for weeks. My way to work, and this one evening when we were coming back from dinner, I think I saw something very peculiar happening, like near the frame of the front door. There was like a little like glowing thing happening on the right side, on the left side of it. I was like, hey, honey, do you see that? Do you see that over there? She's like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? I was like, look over there at that church, like look to the left of the door near the awning area. You see that? She's like, oh yeah, I see that. Like a little glowing thing happening next to the thing. But no one was at the church. There was like a little light on. No one was there. And I was like, oh, that's it. I wonder what that is. So I stopped the car, pulled over to the side of the road. I was like, let's just check this out for a little bit. And then I noticed that there was a fire happening in the church. So I don't know if you remember this happening, but we stopped and no one was around. It was just the two of us. And so I was like, oh, that's a fire. Like, we got to do something. We got to call somebody. So we pulled into the driveway of the church and we got on the phone with 911. There's a fire at the New Hope Church over here on Portland Avenue. And so they were like, oh, okay. And so they took our information down, came down. They saved what they could of the church. The next morning, we left after that. We didn't stay around to watch. We went home and then we drove by the next day, and it was like smoldering. People were still out there trying to put out the fire, just little bits, and trying to save furniture that they could, and it was a mess. But the weeks went on after the fire happened, and something beautiful happened. There was a community church thing happening like right in front of the building that had burned down afterwards. Like, no matter what happens to this area, this neighborhood, people still come back, and that's what I feel. That's what draws me to the areas that were resilient.
Right on.
Yeah.
That is a fabulous story. I was a little bit worried that it was a ghost story for a minute, but then it turned into a fire story. It was very exciting. It was a high point, and then there was a beautiful ending.
Yeah.
So, do you know if the Hope Church has been rebuilt, or is it?
They haven't
relocated.
I think they've relocated into a different building. Uh-huh. I'm not sure exactly where it is, but they still have their community meetings. Me and my partner looked it up. They still meet every now and then, but the church is just like an empty slab now. But it's just...
it's interesting what will happen. You never know what changes will happen in fellowship.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.